So, yeah, we're back. Deep Beats Hit Parade, episode 7. Are we doing seven? We've been away. There's an awful lot of story behind that. Massey's now sitting in a bomb shelter in Italy, which sounds some kind of terrible joke about terrorism or something, but it's not. It's because he's got some shutters that are called what?
Le tapparelle.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. And I'm sitting in a garage in Auckland, whereas before we were both sitting in Wellington looking at the sunset. No longer. So, it's a bit of an international affair. One of us is in Rome, one of us is in Auckland. The format hasn't changed. We've still got five tracks each other have never heard, and we're going to play them, and we're going to talk about them, and we're going to upset some people, and some people are going to listen to us rambling on. You can download it on iTunes. If you go to strictlyum.com/iTunes, you can get it on SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/strictlyum. You can get it on Mixcloud, and as ever, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/deepbeatshitparade.
Awesome intro.
Big introduction. Okay, Deep Beats 7. Who's going to go first? I kind of think, given it is your morning and my evening, Massey,
yeah,
you should go first.
Oh, no, that's nice of you. Okay.
Oh, so, I'm so polite.
Yeah. Good to be back, though. Good to be back.
Good to be back. Definitely. And, it's been far too long. I've missed you.
Yeah, I know. Same, man. This is a bit weird. We're so far away
from
it. But just to maintain the... Okay, by the way, my English, not that it was good before, never was, it was shit before, now it's awful, it's just, I don't know what I'm talking about, but you're gonna hate this song so much, and that's why I'm playing this first, just to open the show.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, there it goes.
Deep Beats Hit Parade. Brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
First track that you hated, so that is Hulk, a track called War Peace. and it's out on Hard Kiss Music number 22. And Hawk, by the way, is the man. He's actually Gavin Harkis, just in case you didn't know. How much did you hate that song? Be honest.
No. Let's be like, I'm trying to be nice. So, I thought it was kind of one of those ones that's kind of like obviously quite a confident producer, because there's so much in there.
Yeah.
There's tons.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of ebbs, it flows, there's layers. Like, he's clearly like a serious professional, kind of someone that's really confident in what they're doing. But I didn't find it particularly like makes you want to dance or kind of anything like that, really. It was just all a bit kind of, yeah, that's clever, whatever, kind of thing. Which, you know, is a bit of a shame. And I'm gonna be honest here, I've kind of found Gavin Hardkiss a bit like that of late. I know he did something on Colour and Pitch,
yes,
which we usually never say anything bad about.
No, we never
and
did.
It was in the kind of the hiatus when we weren't around.
Yeah.
And that was about the same, really. It was a bit kind of meh kind of thing for me, but you obviously liked it.
I found it very musical. I don't know, almost romantic. Mm-hmm. So, well,
oh,
yeah.
You are in Italy.
Yeah. Well, I gotta love the congas at the beginning. Come on.
Oh, there's tons, isn't
there? There's tons, yes. No, it
kind of gets a little bit cheesy.
Yeah. No, I did warn you. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's Rome or Europe. It's going to be, this episode is going to be a little bit like that. Not the second track, but yeah. But yeah. And most of it. But no, I just liked it. Quite melodic, you're right.
Yep.
It gets into it. Not necessarily something you stomp your feet to or whatever like that, but mm-hmm. I did like the name, World Peace, very appropriate for these days. And I found it a good way to finish the year, really. But anyway, hope you guys out there like it. Let us know. They're going to destroy me this week.
Yeah. No, as ever, you can tell Massey how shit his choices are on all of the social medias that I mentioned at the beginning, and I'm not going to mention again because they're too long to mention. Right, my turn.
There we go.
Okay.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. Thank you.
Boogie Belgique off the album Volta. The track is Need Somebody. That's out already on Cold Busted. Very swing, very jazzy, very beat, a little bit avalanches, kind of quirky, which is why I've thrown it in as the first one after such a long period. What did you think?
Exactly what I did think after listening to that. It was like, what the fuck is going on here? Seriously, I mean, beautiful piece of music.
Yeah,
you
wanted romance 5 minutes ago.
No, exactly. I didn't, that was a bit of a curveball. Didn't expect that, to be honest, man. Again, very musical, those violins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If there were violins, I think there were.
Yeah, I think so. It's out on, it was a promo quite a while ago, to be fair.
Okay.
Back in September, so yeah, shit, that was a long time ago. On 8D Promo, who always do some weird and wonderful and some beautiful stuff.
Yes, they do actually. 8D Promo, thank you. Yes, I get some very interesting stuff always from them.
Yep.
But yeah, well, man, I have to say, I didn't see this coming. I'd be shocked. But a very, very, very interesting track to start with.
Do you like it or not? You're not really committed here. You're just sitting on the fence. What's this?
Fuck, do you remember when I used to like everything?
Yeah. Well, you toughened up now. You're in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the end of those days, mate. So,
yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, of course. Musically speaking, I like it.
But you wouldn't buy it?
No, I wouldn't buy it. No.
Nah.
Personally,
I don't think I would either.
Yeah.
But, no, that's something. I downloaded the whole album. I've not played it in any mixes because, Jesus, I can't mix that kind of stuff. I'm not that good. But kind of as an album, it's full of it. There's some beautiful tracks. Yeah. Just no fucking idea what to do with them. Other than see if you liked it. So we started with two tracks that neither of us are really that interested in. This is great. This is going so well.
Yes, exactly.
All right, go on, Ed. Your turn.
Good luck to me.
Good luck.
Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
And that was System 360, track is called Reflected. We are laughing for a reason. We can't tell you, nothing to do with the track.
Well, that's because Massey cannot pronounce this track at all.
It took me like 4 takes to say the name right, because my English is gone. And yes, this is out on what I believe is called N-Tier. And yeah, and the label, N-Tier, number 3. And this is pretty cool, man, because he's from New Zealand. Both the label and the producer are from New Zealand.
What's his real name?
He's... that's going to make me 2 hours. Walter Yeoman. You know the guy? No?
No, not at all, yeah. But I wish I did.
And so he's running the label as well. And yeah, what do you think of that, man?
So it's a New Zealand label.
New Zealand label and a New Zealand producer. So he owns the label. He runs it.
Well, I loved it before that. Now I really, really love it because that's that's great. Loved it. Swirling, electronic, kind of hypnotic, musical as well. Kind of keeping him out of fame. Yeah, that was outstanding. Loved it. Could get lost in that one. Listen to it time and time again.
Yeah, look at that. Especially the first part is good. Second part, I love it. When the vocals, when they kick in. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. And what was the guy's name again?
Now, the real name is Walter Yeoman. Forgive my pronunciation.
We'll go with Walter.
Walter. And but he uses System 360.
So Walter, if you're listening, get in touch.
Yeah, good
New
idea.
New Zealand kind of musical community.
Exactly.
Reach out, because we need to talk. Which makes me sound like some kind of godfather of music.
No, man. You're right.
I'm jealous. Yeah. So I want to know how you did it.
We should hook him. You should hook him up on Facebook as well. Yeah, Walter, get in touch. Richie, UM Records. And I've said, come on, man.
Loved it. Yeah. Nice one. Yeah. All right. See if I can beat that. Here we go.
Thank you.
is Felix Leifer, Berg Topper, Hidden Spheres, Rocky Top Remix. That's easy to say, isn't it? That's on Dirt Crew Recordings. Again, it's been out a little while, so apologies. It was out on digital and vinyl. Felix is from Reykjavik. He's a Dirt Crew discovery, so they take the credit there. Interesting kind of shimmering roads, vibrant arps and slamming organic percussion give this a spirited warbling cut, crooning vocals and gritty horns blast and punctuate. Don't you think? Who writes this shit?
Wow, what a discovery, man. Exceptional, absolutely exceptional. I wasn't that convinced to start with, to be honest, when you start listening to it. I wasn't that convinced, you know, a little bit, it sounded a little bit slow to me, but actually, no, I was completely wrong. Because it grows and it grows and it grows, and then it gets to the break. It's beautiful, simple as, old school, gotta love the rolling vocals. Love the label, I have to say, one of my absolute favorite label.
I'm not sure I loved it.
I loved it.
I know I've chosen it, but I kind of... The thing I really liked about it is the fact that they've got the balls to do it.
Ha! Yes.
You know, yes, they've got a big reputation. Yeah, they've got a high-profile label. Yeah, they kind of got the whole kind of Berlin kind of whatever it is kind of scene going on. But to pick something that says kind of... I know, it kind of reminded me of going back to the Warp days of Jimmy Tenor and people like that, that were really kind of almost like new age avant-garde kind of like, just fuck it, let's do this.
Yes.
Oh, this is crazy shit, let's try that. And that, you know, nobody's really doing that anymore. It's
no.
Kind of a bit bland in most departments, whereas, you know, love it or hate it, even if you just like it, kind of at least they're giving it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, I mean, nothing has changed much since we last recorded a show. And, you know, we, as you guys know out there, we like to bitch and moan a lot. But you're right. But you're totally right. It's something, you know, I don't want to say that word because that's a label's name. It is different. It's unusual and it's fresh, right?
Yeah,
and that's really good to hear.
I don't know how it did. I mean, it's been out a while,
eh?
It's been out a while.
Well, we had a lot of promos to catch up on.
We did.
Bloody.
And I've got mine's almost like a history of time. When's that one? That's fucking ages ago. Anyway, yeah. There you go. It's on vinyl as well.
Oh,
180 gram vinyl.
Oh, beauty.
You know, I know you like a bit of the old vinyl.
Yes. They have a nice branding as well, which I like, which, you know, adds up to the old package. I'm gonna buy it. Yeah, fuck it. Anyway.
Do it.
Right. Off I go.
Onwards.
the legendary Terry Farley, Die For You, is the name of the song. That is out on Bonanza Records, or it will be out soon on Bonanza Records number 16. What do you think of it? Oh my gosh, here it comes, here it comes. Brace yourself.
Does it just... Yeah. So I did like the kind of the root, the acid bit.
Yeah. The second...
I like that bit. Kind of lifted it a lot. The rest of it, it just felt like it was a bit stuck in time.
Oh.
Like Terry Farley, okay, you know.
Legend.
I had The Farm All Together Now, Terry Farley remix, or Groovy Train, whichever one it was. It's probably in these shelves that I'm sitting next to somewhere. But it's kind of, it felt a bit systematic of what I'm seeing a lot of on Facebook right now. Kind of these people that are stuck in this moment in time, playing the same music, making the same music, releasing the same music as they enjoyed 20 years ago, and bitching and moaning that nobody else likes it. When actually the only people that like it are the people that are still stuck in that moment in time. So it was a bit kind of like, yeah, it was all right 20 years ago. I enjoyed that. Smeared in Vicks, dancing away, thinking I was the best dancer ever. But the rest of the world's grown up. What's Terry Farley doing? Grow up, man.
There you go. That's the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll be getting a letter from Terry Farley's lawyers.
Okay.
I'm sure he's better than that. I think he's better than that.
All right. I won't bother you with the reasons why I did enjoy the track.
No, go for it. Go for it. I'd love to hear them.
Well, no, actually... After your comments, I'm not sure anymore.
No, it's not a slur on you.
No. But you just made me think. What got me there was the acid sound, and yeah, and influences. But yeah,
well, it's got to be the best bit.
Yeah, the after the break.
Yeah. Because it gives it a little bit of a roughness. Other than that, it's kind of like, you know, someone's out in the studio pressing buttons that they had on a preset in 96 and they're going, oh, fucking happy days, job done. What am I?
next track.
Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Eric Shands. He's out on Colour and Pitch. The track is called Keep a Secret. That's the original mix. This is actually not out yet, which is good, unless we take a long time getting this out. So that's not out until the 7th of January. He's from Brooklyn in the USA, keeping up that whole stateside Colour and Pitch thing that he's going on, that Will's got going on. God, we love Will, so we can't say anything bad about him. And Eric also goes under the pseudonym of Phenotract, for those people who maybe know him as that. What did you think of that, Massey?
Well, very Colour and Pitch, can I just say. They love, I have to say again, like we were saying before, it's good to hear something different, right? A little bit too mellow for me. Although, again, the second bit, you know, it gets on with a little bit of acid stuff, which is great. Picks up a little bit. How do you say that? Technically speaking, good track, good sounds, good melodies. Yep. The only thing I found a little bit disjointed was the intro. It was a nice intro, but then, you know, when the intro finishes...
Yeah,
I find it a little bit too separated. But anyway, it's nice. I wouldn't necessarily pick it, but it's very Colour and Pitch. I reckon.
No, it is.
Yeah,
and we've had one on every show, I think.
I know.
We've always kissed his ass. So
I know. But at some point,
keep it up, Will.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What can we do?
At some point.
Yeah, actually,
I didn't talk about Gavin Hardkiss.
Exactly. Well, at some point, I think I'll have to go and meet the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Little day trip to Brighton?
Yeah, of course. That'd be nice.
I think he plays in a cocktail bar, so, you know, you'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, I can enjoy that. Some sparkling water with lemon, yeah.
are we still not drinking?
Not so much.
So you're sponsored by Aqua Evian or something like this?
Yeah, I got...
Oh, no, what's this called?
I'm sponsored by...
Levissima.
Levissima Purissima.
Is this an Italian brand?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, that's what
from
they say.
From the Alps?
Apparently, yeah. San Pellegrino Terme. San Pellegrino, that's always the same guys.
Yeah.
They just take the bubbles off away from.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same shit.
I'm sponsored by Monteith's.
There you go. Yeah, that's a bit.
There you go.
Yeah. My one is tasteless.
But it's your morning, it's my evening. Anyway,
exactly.
Your turn.
There we go.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade. Brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
That was Queen Bee and Jay Potter. Track is called Man With Soul, out on Mason Records. What do you think of that?
That's a funny... to be fair, it's a funny one.
Okay.
It's kind of retro too. You've got a bit of a retro thing going on this week. Must be stepping back in time in Rome.
Nostalgic.
Kind of, it almost feels like the track was between Terry Farley's heyday and then when Technotronic came out at times. Kind of bumped along, tick, vocals, tick, kind of a bass line grew on me a lot, kind of got a little bit nasty in places. Kind of reminds me of that track that you've kind of played, it reminds me of tracks that you've played on vinyl before that I can't remember the label now. It was Hand Pressed Labels.
Oh, yep. Damn it.
No, it's gone.
I know that one.
That label. Reminded me of that kind of attitude, a little bit nasty, a little bit bumpy. If you heard it in a club, it would be amazing. Listening to it as we listen to these kind of things, it maybe lacks that kind of context.
You're talking about Flumo Recordings, right? Flumo.
They're the ones.
That's the one.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a bit of a disaster so far.
No, System 360 was good.
yes, of course. I think it's a nice EP. It's a two tracks.
Yeah, I quite liked it.
Okay.
It grew on me. It got nastier, which was good.
I gotta remember that nasty is good. All right, your turn, man.
My turn. Here we go.
Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Thank you.
that is Chris Hinger and Pat Lezismo. God, why do they keep giving me these names? Featuring Mela Verde, Without You original mix. That's on Music and Friends Records, which I found out from reading the stuff that they send you is a vinyl only label. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that has got to be the most perfect track ever.
Love it. I gotta say, wow, I'm biased because I love the label. I love the guy. I think they're doing an exceptional job. It's vinyl only. even the way they print the covers, and I mean it's amazing. And
have we had this conversation before?
I think we did. Yes, because at some point I'm sure I've played something from him. Yes.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It was his. Many months ago, it was his track remixed by Et Jazz, I think, if I remember well.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah, that rings a bell. Yeah.
But anyway, back to this one. Just beautiful. The break in the middle. Ah, man, astonishing.
Vocal, amazing. Yeah. The bass line.
It's got a lot. Huge bass line. You like big bass lines.
I like it big.
Yeah.
That sounded wrong.
Gosh.
Anyway,
not great.
Vinyl only. There you go.
Great stuff.
Belgium.
Man. Yeah, great stuff. I'll have to buy this too. Damn it.
Yeah. No, I might have to find that on vinyl.
Yes.
Even though the promo was not vinyl, it was
digital. Yes.
But you know what a tune. I've played that recently.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
So believe it or not, we are almost there. Luckily for you, there is only another track from me. Man, this one, oh damn, you really, okay, next track.
Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
I'm feeling so weak.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Alfie Rhodes and John Roos. Track is called Oasis, and that was a remix from Chris Maiden. And this is out of it's an album, it's a compilation, sorry. It's a new compilation, basically, best. I think it contains 30 tracks from basically the best from Flipside Recordings. This is gonna be number 38. And it's gonna be released in January. And it's called The Flip Side of Deep. Did you like that?
Let's start with the 30 tracks for a best of. Get a grip, hey.
Too many.
Make a choice. Jeez, that's just trying to re-merchandise the same tracks over again so that they get back up the chart. That's just bullshit. Anyway, back to the track. It was kind of in the same vein as the last one. Kind of this kind of nasty edges, sweaty club kind of feeling.
Yes, yes.
But had me nodding, had me tapping my foot.
Okay.
And keeping the Italian theme pretty much sums up my only Italian clubbing experience in Rimini, which was amazing, sweaty, throbbing, and at an outdoor smoking area in the middle of the club with a crashed car in it. And that track perfectly sums it up.
Do you remember the name of the club?
No, it was in the hills.
Could be anything. Oh, that's a shame. But back in time, yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah,
anyway,
a long time ago.
But I liked that one. I liked that one. Yeah. That one had it.
Good stuff. Yeah, I did enjoy it quite a lot. I think this must be my favorite, my top pick of the one I played so far.
Oh, you saved your best to last.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. There is a lot. There are a lot of tracks actually on this compilation. It's really hard to choose from it. But you know, you got interesting producers. Big Al is on it. Vincenzo De Robertis. It's pretty good.
Did you listen to all 30?
Yes, some of them, but you know how it is. Some of them, if you get a vibe from it, you listen to it. If you don't get a vibe from it right away, it's the end of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I guess anything over nine tracks, I cannot be asked.
No, it's and look, I love Flipside. I like the label, but the promo service platform they use, I don't want to name it, but it's pretty awful. It's really the platform makes it really difficult for you to
go on.
No,
go on.
No. You know, I'm too nice. VIP Ultima. And boom, it makes it really hard to listen to music. I'm like, you need to be really committed to listen, leave a feedback, and download the stuff, because fucking it's impossible, especially with so many tracks. The player is really, really, I mean, first world problems, right? Complaining,
yeah,
moaning.
I had the same with AD. AD needs Safari. AD needs Flash Player, so I have to take it into.
Yes.
Firefox to play it. First world problems.
Yeah. But anyway, so man.
Anyway. I like that one. Good work.
Good stuff.
You saved yourself.
Yes.
Yes. All right, my last one. Here we go. Things I Do, that's the Spenu remix. It's out soon on Ready Mix Records. I say that hesitantly, if that's even a word, because I actually deleted the promo, so I had to Google the track to figure out which label it was on. And luckily, some kind of dodgy Russian site had it already, which is a bit tragic in a lot of ways, which is why I know it's out on Ready Mix probably in January, I'd imagine. Spenny is one of those guys that kind of his name keeps cropping up, and it kind of makes you want to hear more from him. So what did you think?
I liked it. I like, well, again, nice label. Spenum, good producer. You people out there, you can't see it right now, but go and check the cover out and listen to the song. I think the album cover, the EP cover, is very appropriate. Very melodic, very deep. At times, you might think, okay, I'm a little bit bored now, but no, just hold on, because it's just part of the journey. And yeah, I liked it. Very melodic, moody at times.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad I ended on a high as well.
Yes, no. I think you did well, man. I'm quite surprised, I have to be honest. I was expecting you to play one of the two tracks from your latest EP on UM Records, and you haven't. So... Mm. So whether you like it or not,
I've got a sixth track. How can you have a sixth track?
Because I listened to the promo, and you know this is gonna sound like, oh, look at these two guys.
You're gonna start getting all mushy.
Yeah. It's like it's all planned. It's all staged. No, it's not. He didn't know, and he was never gonna play his own music, but. Alvaro, man, astonishing job, I have to say. I think I sent you the feedback.
You did.
I'm actually jealous of Alvaro's skills, because it's like every freaking track he makes, there is something on it. It's really hard to explain. The guy is pretty damn good, isn't it? And beautiful job. So fuck it, I'm gonna play one of the two, which is already playing in the background, and then we can bitch him on about it. Well, you're not going to bitch him on about it, but what do you think? Yeah? Shall we do it?
All right. Yeah, go on and give it that. It helps sales.
Woohoo!
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. Thank you. You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade. Brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
That beautiful track, that was Alvaro Highlander. Track is called Step Into Yourself. It's original mix, obviously, on UM Records, number 63. I'm not gonna ask you if you liked it because that would be silly, but I love that too. I know you loved it.
I love it as well. And to be honest, there's a long story that goes with it, in that kind of that those two tracks have probably been in existence for maybe 18 months, 2 years.
Oh wow.
We had Alvaro had plans for a vocalist in it, and we had a couple of vocalists kind of do some stuff and maybe not do some stuff, which was a bit disappointing at the time. One of them was Jay Vida, was going to do some vocals for it, but kind of other projects got in the way, which is a real disappointment because that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
So it's been around a long time, and kind of, you know, whilst Alvaro's been fairly quiet of late, as have many of the people that have just kind of been out on the UM recently, it's nice to bring him back on the label and kind of fulfill something that I've wanted to do since we started 5 years ago.
The EP is doing well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's done well. It kind of Traxsource picked it up, got a few charts, got up into the top 20 odd, which is great, you know. These days, that's a win.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, no, good stuff. Well, I love the guy, but I don't know. It's just top stuff. Great productions, and pretty classy as well, I have to say.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. Maybe we'll see more of Alvaro.
I hope so, man. I really hope so.
I hope so on my label.
Yes.
If you're listening. But, if you're listening, just keep sending it.
But you know what? It's one of those things. I mean, as well as other artists that we listen to on this episode, it's good as from a producer point of view. This is the stuff that you want to listen to. This is the stuff that really inspires you to, you know, I gotta sit down. I gotta improve myself. I gotta make good music, and as we always say, you know, in these days where everything sounds the same pretty much, you know, this is awesome. Yeah, I'm gonna send him a message.
Yeah. He'll like that.
He's a pretty
modest chap.
Oh, he is absolutely, man.
When he's not wandering in the Danish wilderness or wherever he gets up to.
But hey, do you know what I just realized?
That we don't have a deep and meaningful bit.
Oh my gosh. Are we serious? We're not deep
and meaningful. We don't
have one. We don't mean anything, and we're not deep. Okay.
Well, we're deep. We're deep.
We're
I
deep.
Guess.
We're
bit,
deep.
A bit cheesy on the edges, but.
Yes.
We hadn't discussed what we were going to talk about in the deep and meaningful
yes,
bit.
Yes, you're right. Well, I think. Well, you know, some people don't like it. Some other actually listen to the show just for that. Well, next time.
Next time. Let's think of something, because...
Yeah.
I can't think of anything to moan about other than getting really bored about people's posts on Facebook. Anyway, so... for those that missed it at the beginning of the show, you can download the shows regularly via iTunes. You need to go to strictlyum.com/iTunes. You can get us on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/strictlyum. We're on Mixcloud as well for those that prefer that platform. And as ever, we are on Facebook, which is facebook.com/deepbeatshitparade, where you can catch up with everything that we're up to. Massey's got some t-shirts that he's flogging. I've got some mixes that I do.
Yeah.
He's also running a project to get the proper internet into Italy. So if you're involved, get into it. That's about it.
Awesome.
Great,
man,
to be back.
Awesome. Yes, likewise, man. Till next time.
Till next time. Do 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 do.
Go!